Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, we continue our coverage of the election with a candidate for the Eyre and Michael seat. Patrick Stephen Ayres is 61, a Ramsay commissioner, born in Sussex. His political experience extends to a place on Ashfield District Council in Nottinghamshire. A regular attendee, he tells us, at Keys and Tynwald meetings, ran unsuccessfully the Keys in 2011, a member of the Liberal Vannin Party and indeed vice chair. Good morning. Good morning to you. In a recent post, you said, "I've made my mind up at last to stand." Tough decision, was it then?
It was. There's a lot going on in my life at the time. And I finally decided, yeah, I'll go for it.
Eddie Tear, of course, is not standing. Did that have any influence on you?
I learnt about that after I put that online. Somebody actually rang me up and said, have a look at Manx Radio's website, because Eddie Tear is not going to stand.
So it's a coincidence?
Lucky coincidence, maybe, yeah. It had no effect on my decision, anyway.
Are all Lib Van policies your policies?
Funny enough, we had a meeting last night. But we regularly meet to make policies or decide on policies because we sit there and discuss it and pull bits out. Same as government legislation, the same. We pull it apart, we see what's what, and we see how we're going to respond to it.
But you feel free to go your own way if you feel strongly enough.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got no whip in Liberal Vannin Party.
Well, one thing you talk about is departmental membership. You say it should be cut down to one member per department.
I've got no problem. I read Lord Lisvain's report and I fully agree with him on that.
And no extra pay for doing that extra responsibility.
I wouldn't take any extra pay anyway.
But that goes against people who say the bigger the salary, the better the MHK.
Well, that's wrong. I think the more dedicated you are to the job, the more willing you are to do the work for the island, for the people. That shows what you are. If you're doing it just for a case of 30%, 40% uplift, I don't think you're doing it for the right reason.
Scrap collective responsibility.
Yep, absolutely.
So that would make life a bit chaotic, wouldn't it, for a chief minister? Because he wouldn't be able to rely on the votes that he needs to get things through.
Yes, but isn't it bad that you have to rely on people kowtowing?
Is that the way politics works, though? You have to know you've got a body of success, a body of support.
Yeah, but you don't skew it in favour of yourself. If you can't win the argument by debate, by reason, why do you have to kind of impose some kind of financial bribery? Basically, the people to follow a policy.
But would it make it a bit difficult to run the political machine if everybody was going their own way, if I can put it that way?
Well, everybody wouldn't go their own way. If your arguments are solid enough, then you'll get people behind it.
You say your email account won't be in control of the government. You sound deeply suspicious of what goes on there. This was a quote from yourself. Distance yourself from the machinery of establishment, in fact. Yes. So you'd have your own independent
email. As Liberal Vannin has.
Wouldn't be with government.
Every Liberal Vannin member has got their own email account on a LibVan server, not on a government server.
My constituency expenses will be used in the constituency to have a contact point for the people. What does that mean? I had trouble getting
basically,
that
basically
one.
I want an office. I want to rent an office and have a permanent office somewhere in the constituency.
And you'd use your salary to actually fund that?
Well, the expenses I'm given, I'll use the expenses for what they're meant.
It's about £6,000.
Yeah, right, roughly.
So you'd use that to fund
an office? That's enough to rent an office and fund an office, yeah.
On a wider scale, Brexit, you say we should rejoin the European Free Trade Agreement after.
Yeah. Well, once we're out of the EU, or Britain is out of the EU now, we've never been in it, of course. And they're going to have a lot of problems trying to sort things out, whether they go for the Norway model, the Sweden model, I don't know. They won't tell us. You know, and we haven't really prepared for it. We should be working harder for it. But if we don't have some kind of free trade agreement in place, we're going to be in big trouble.
On a local level, you say everyone will be treated equally, even if they didn't vote for me or aren't friends of mine.
Yeah.
That goes without saying, doesn't it? An MHK is for the whole constituency, aren't they?
But you see some people get not favourable treatment. Some people get listened to more than others, depending where they're meeting, depending where they are. And I don't think that's right. The MHK should be going out there to the people, not just going to a meeting of whatever organisation once a month.
We'll have to close it there.
That's fine.
Pat Ayres, thank you very much.
Standing
for the seat of Eyre and Michael, joining us on the programme today.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.